Blog Talk Radio.
What's the deal, people? Y'all know what it is. It's time for that number one prayer line in the world.
Tell me why they all hating on me. Cause it's God over money, yeah. On my whole team. I bang out like Yeshua is my OG. And I don't really know how to be low-key. Logo on my chest like what it do. We them followers of Christ, tell me what it do. And if you're not one, we can still kick it. But I might preach to you, I'm just being real with it. Christ said you gotta love them when they front too. Your love measured by the hate you can love through. And if Christ at the cross for the same ones and put him there and die for his killers, he can love you. He the boss, I be on my J-O. The way I do it, got a maiming in my halo. The truth hurt, but it do work. Until you met him, you can never know your true worth. I keep it 100, and some of y'all love it. Some of y'all don't, but I ain't finna change nothing. G-O-M, we gon' keep it coming. If it's hating, you the only one that does it. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Born sinner, I came with a flaw. I'm finna see the light. I was raised in the dark, but he came for the loss and he paid on the cross. I'm a servant of the king and I bang for the cause. You say you ain't a Christian, I ain't cool. And you can't rock with it cause it's not true. But game rock red, Snoop rock blue. You ain't never bang in your life, but you cop too. Just saying, y'all be acting funny though. First I'm a hater cause I'm broke and my money low. Find out I made a couple hundred on a low. Now they like so, I thought it was God over money though. Hate it when I'm paid, hate it when I'm broke. They hating on my faith, hating on my folk. See them drown in the middle of the ocean. When you pull up, they be hating on your boat. Tell me you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Tell me you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
First things first, I'm blessed, boy. Hard to stress when you dress like Metroid. All up in the armor, something on a hater like. You won't see this logo on my chest, boy. You already know though. Bumpy get to snapping like a photo on my click click. We the misfits that the spit swift. Something like where them Indians we live. Intense. It's more the music than your amusement. Knew that before we get formed a union with the boy in Houston. Yeah. I never doubted what the Lord was doing. With me or biz, I just grab my sword and with the war to prove it. This platform that we're using, mask on. Evolution is that strong. The illusion is passed on. Where the youth is, I'm back drawing the blueprints. So any hater for God to get mashed on.
Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't get no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't get no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
Yeah. Y'all know what it is. It's the number one prayer line in the world. Amen, amen. It's the number one prayer line in the world, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line. Praise God. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. Representing H-Town, Texas. The Dirty South is in the building. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to get it crunk on tonight as we swing over to the West Coast. Hallelujah. Amen. To Long Beach, California. Amen. Home of Apostle Eldon A. Curry, who will be coming forth later on in the program tonight, bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord. We thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Everybody that's joined us on tonight, hallelujah, amen. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Once again, Lord, we want to come before your throne of grace, Lord, and tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, for strength, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for you being you, and that's God all by yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for being ever present with us, Lord. Thank you for moving with, on us in a mighty way. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We magnify you, Lord. We want you to know we love you tonight, and we appreciate you for each and everything that you've done. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God tonight. And amen. We thank God for everybody out there that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is, praise God, the number one prayer line in the world, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line. We thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. I'm Elder Andre. We about to get the party started. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. We hope y'all like our new opening song. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's called No Hate. Praise God. The song of the song, the words of the song say, you can hate me. Hallelujah. But you ain't getting no hate back. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, that's the thing today. We got to make sure people don't like the fact. Hallelujah. This might be news, breaking news to some people out there, but some people don't like the fact that we got the prayer line. Hallelujah. Some people don't like the fact that the prayer line's still going. Some people don't like the fact that we still moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But let them hate. Amen. But we ain't going to hate back. Praise God. We not going to fire back. Praise God. What we don't do is what the Bible tells us to do. The Bible says to put on the entire armor of God and do everything we can to stand on his word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When they persecuted Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus didn't say a mumbling word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to ignore the hate. Glory to God. We're going to pray for the haters. The Bible said, Jesus said, Yeshua said, you have been told that it is written. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have been told it was written an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, hallelujah, amen. Love those. Forgive those. Hallelujah, praise God, who spitefully used you. If somebody hits you on the right cheek, hallelujah, offer them the left cheek. Praise God, hallelujah. So when we get hated on, we don't hate back on that employee at work. When we get hated on, we don't hate back at that person at the church. We don't hate back at that person in the neighborhood that's talking mess and keeping up mess about you. We don't hate back. Glory to God. We allow the Lord to fight our battles. Glory to God. On tonight. Amen. We're going to go to Luke chapter 11. Praise God for our opening scripture on tonight. I'm sorry, not Luke. Mark chapter 11. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Reading in verse number 22 through 26. And it reads, then Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in God. I assure you that you can say to this mountain, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea, and your command will be obeyed. All that is required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Listen to me. You can pray for anything. And you can pray for anything, and if you believe, you will have it. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive you too. That was coming out of the New Living Translation. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight we want to look, amen, at this at the first couple of verses. First of all, Jesus, Yahshua, tells us to have faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I think I'm going to stop there. Hallelujah. Before we open up the line, have faith in God. See, faith, it has two definitions according to the Greek and the Hebrew. translation. One is a confidence and one is a strong belief. Both of them basically mean the same thing. Hallelujah. Have confidence in God. Have a strong belief in God. Not in yourself. Praise God. Not in your church. Not in your job. Not in your government. Not in your money. Not in your bank account. But in God. See, this is why Jesus said in another scripture that through man it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. If you got a strong belief in man, amen, it's impossible. Praise God. Why? Because man can't do it. Man can't do something that's supernatural. The government can't do something that's supernatural. The doctor can't do something that's supernatural. Glory to God on tonight. So Jesus said we need to have faith in God. Well, and watch this. I'm going to say this apply to any situation. You're having trouble in your marriage. Have faith in God. You're having trouble with your children. Have faith in God. You're having trouble with your finances. Have faith in God. The doctor gave you a bad report. Have faith in God. Glory to God on tonight. See, the Bible is telling us. Joshua is telling us. We got some misplaced faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. We have some misplaced faith. Glory to God. Our faith is in the wrong thing. Our confidence, our belief is in the wrong thing. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. We believe it in everything else except the word of God. Well, watch this. We got faith in our children when they being bad that they gonna get it together. Glory to God. We're not supposed to have faith in them. We're supposed to have faith in God. Glory to God, because if you got faith in your kids that they're going to get it together, they're going to let you down. But if you got faith in God, that God, hallelujah, you could say to your children, God say, hallelujah, and the Spirit of God will move upon them. Hallelujah, praise God, because your faith is not in them. Your faith is in God. Hallelujah. You having trouble in your marriage, but you got faith your husband's going to get it together. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your faith is misplaced. You don't need to have faith in your husband. You need to have faith in God. I'm reminded right now. There's a scripture, praise God, where it talks about these men that had their friend on the bed. Glory to God. And they went to take the man to see Jesus. He was inside of Peter's house, I believe. Hallelujah, praise God. He was inside of somebody's house. Amen, giving the word. But the house was so crowded, they couldn't get in the door. So they took the man, hallelujah, on the bed. They climbed the stairs to the roof, glory to God, and they peeled the shingles off the roof, the tiles off the roof, and they lowered the man down before the presence of Jesus. Now watch this. When the Bible says when Jesus saw the faith that the men had, it didn't say when Jesus saw the faith of the man that actually needed the healing. He said when he saw the faith, amen, praise God, that the friend of the man had. The friends had enough faith that if we just get this man to Jesus, Jesus will heal him. Glory to God. See, you need to have enough faith that if you could just get your husband to Jesus, if you could just get your wife to Jesus, if you could just get your child to Jesus. See, you trying to fix yourself. You got faith in yourself that you can fix yourself. If I could just get to Jesus, hallelujah, if I could get to God, God will do. God will fix it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I need to have faith in God and not have faith in my government that my government going to make sure I'm okay. I need to have less force in my police force. Hallelujah, and have more faith in the angels that God has protected me. Glory to God. I need to have less faith in my check, in my job, and need to have more faith, hallelujah, in God, that God will be my supply, that God will supply every one of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I need to repent. Repent means to change my mind. Hallelujah. Amen. I need to redirect my faith. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. So as we come before the throne of grace tonight with our prayer requests, hallelujah, and our testimonies, praise God, hallelujah, let's come with the attitude, hallelujah, amen, that God, amen, can do any and all things. Let's have our faith in God. Not faith that the boss don't get things right at the job. Not faith that human resources don't do it. Not faith that the company don't get it right. But faith that God will intervene. Hallelujah. You don't need to have faith that the rich man, hallelujah, gonna give you leeway. You need to have faith that God, hallelujah, praise God, will make a way. Hallelujah, praise God. So as we open up the line tonight, as we unmute the phone lines tonight, praise God, health and God. Hallelujah, amen. The phone lines are open. Will there be one on tonight? Hallelujah.
I like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me up from a new day. I like to thank the Lord for watching my family and friends. I like to thank the Lord for watching over all those in the hospital, jail, and prison. I want to ask you, Lord, that please take care of all the homeless. And please go to Louisiana and Jersey and all the other places where the storm hit. Please help all the people that suffering. Please help Linda and Giovanni. Please help Sister Kathleen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony on tonight? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Any more testimonies or prayer requests at this time? Amen, amen. Well, we bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for everything he's done thus far. We thank God for each and every last one of you calling in on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is, amen, thanks to you. Hallelujah. The number one prayer line in the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God for you recognizing the movement of God in this house. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says that my sheep know my voice. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God that you can recognize that the voice of God, hallelujah, is here. Praise God on tonight. And once again, we thank God for each and every one of you that have been faithful. Amen. To the fellowship calling in each and every list. Every night, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We just recently made a change. Amen. A switch over, but we are still here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is still here, and he ain't went nowhere and ain't planning on going nowhere. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And bringing forth the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. As he has so many times before, bringing forth that anointed, hallelujah, and appointed word. And at own time work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than the pastor, the leader of the Jewish Internet, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based out of Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. You better believe that the West Coast is in the house. If you're out there, praise God, in Long Beach, California, amen, you can meet them. Praise God. We'll give you the details. You can meet them at the park. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And have a blessed time in the Lord. Amen. Around 11:30, 12 o'clock every day. Amen. For the Seventh Day Celebration. Amen. We want you to go out there. Praise God. As soon as I can, amen, we'll be out there. Amen. Celebrating, hallelujah, the name of the Lord. Amen. With the holy apostles himself. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about, hallelujah, amen, the holy apostle, my brother, the leader of the Jewish, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. Praise God. My brother, hallelujah, in Christ. Amen. None other than the holy apostle himself, Eldon A. Curry. Immediately, hallelujah, amen, following this next election, hallelujah, we will be in the hands of the man of God. How many of you know tonight, if you don't got it, if you got to get it by now, praise God. We got a theme going on here. Praise God, hallelujah. If you ain't got it, hallelujah, you better go get it, because if I got it, you should already have it. Because if I got it, you got it. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah.
I got it, I got it.
Life a night found me. Don't know where I would be.
Don't know who I would be.
Yeah. Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting. I never had no one to stick beside me. Yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
Ain't nobody do me like you, Jesus.
Somebody give God a praise. It's already yours. Come on and bless the Lord. Somebody.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
I know somebody's feeling good in your spirit tonight. Glory to God. It's already yours.
Yes.
Come on, everybody. Say it's already mine.
It's already
come
mine.
On here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I mean, you can testify that God is moving mightily in your life right now. Glory to God. I mean, you can testify
yes.
that God is giving you victory. He's giving you, hallelujah, the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We give him the glory tonight. Amen. For all that he is doing. Thanking God that it's already ours. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Thanking him that it's already done. Come on here, somebody. What did he say on the cross? He said it is finished. Come on here, somebody. No, you can't add
yeah.
that to a finished work. Hallelujah. If it's finished, that
come
means
on, preacher.
That it's over with. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That means that it's done. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when an artist signs his painting, amen, that means that he can no longer touch it after he signed it. Come on here. Amen. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. Hallelujah. How many know God has already signed his work? Come on. That's why I can't nobody touch it. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I wish somebody get happy
yes,
right here, Lord God. He has signed his work. His name is on it. Come on here, somebody. That's why there ain't a devil in the hell that can touch it, because his name is on it. Somebody give God another praise. Somebody give God another shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God on tonight.
Hey,
yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you, Brother Brian. Bless you. Amen. Amen. Hey, blessed by the best, man of God. Blessed by the best. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And ain't selling for none of the devil's mess. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, when you blessed by the best, you should shut that down, glory to God. He shouldn't be happening, glory to God. Why? Because he's not giving you authority. Somebody say authority, hallelujah.
Authority.
I mean, you know that authority ain't no good if you don't use it. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. You can have authority,
come
but
on
if you don't use it, it ain't no good. Hallelujah. You just wearing a badge.
Come on, preacher.
And the enemy ain't scared because you're not going to bust nothing. Hallelujah. But when you start busting behind what you're wearing, he said, he ain't playing. Let's go in the other direction. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody lift up the name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give honor to the Almighty Yahshua HaMashiach, who is the Lord and Savior of my life. Amen. He's the love of my soul. Hallelujah. I love him to life. Hallelujah. Because there is no death in him. Come on here, somebody. So I love him to life.
Yeah.
I give honor to my dear brother, Elder Andre. Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless you,
my
brother. My
brother. Amen. From another mother. Amen. At least they say we from another mother. Hallelujah. But how we move, you wouldn't recognize it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I thank God for him and his family, him and his wife tonight. Amen. I thank God for everybody that's under the sound of my voice right now. Somebody give God another shout and another praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm not going to be before you long tonight. I do want to be strong. I'm not going to be long. Amen. But we intend to be strong tonight. Amen. God woke me up this morning with something on my heart. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He said, I want you to go on a fast. Somebody say fast.
Fast.
Amen. And the Lord told me, he said, this fast is going to do something for you. He said, because right now is a time to fast. I mean, you know that there's a time for everything.
Yeah.
Amen. And how many know that you have to be in the perfect timing of God for things to work out? Come on here, somebody. So when God tell you to move, you don't sit there talking about, Lord, I don't know if it's you. No, you move, because the Bible says that his sheep know his voice. So when we know the voice of God and God said move, then ain't no second opinion about it, glory to God. God's opinion is the only opinion that counts. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
What we're going to come into tonight is really going to bless your soul, I believe, because we're going to look at the benefits and blessings of fasting. But the Lord spoke this to me also while I was in prayer. He said, I want you to detox, cleansing. There's a cleansing that needs to take place. He said, because you're walking in so much obedience and so much power that the fasting is just going to ignite what you already. I wish I could talk to somebody. Oh, God, I don't know who this is for. God, I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Hallelujah. He said the fast is going to ignite what you already have in you, because you're walking in obedience and you're walking in power. So the fasting is going to shift it to a whole nother level. So everything you do, the devil going to be shaking in his boots, because that's why Yahshua said these times. Certain kind of demons only come out through prayer and fasting. I don't care how much you rebuke the enemy, some demons only respond to prayer and fasting. So when you've been praying and you put fasting with your praying, and that means there won't be no delaying in what God has in store for you. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. We're going to go all into this fasting thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. So, amen. How many know that when you fast, I want to give you the true definition of what God has shown me and given me concerning fasting, because a lot of pastors don't break down really what fasting is, but it needs to be broken down according to the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit says that it is. When we deny ourselves of natural food, it gives our spirit man to eat spiritual food.
Amen.
Did everybody catch that? So that's why the enemy was trying to get Yahshua. See, the first thing he came at him with was for him to break his what? His fast.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why the enemy did that was because he knew that everything was centered around his fast. Come on here, somebody. The reason why he was able to resist him was because his spirit was so strong that even though his flesh was weak and was hungry, his spirit was able to override how his flesh felt. I don't know if you're catching what I'm saying to you tonight, beloved. God is saying tonight, when you begin your fast, and don't be surprised how the enemy come at you. You need to have you a couple of burgers tonight. Yeah, you need to go over there, have you some chili cheese fries, holly, and a big glass of root beer. You need to go. You know, you ain't treated yourself in a long time. Where you come from, devil? Hey, man. And you know I told the Lord that I want to fast. You need to go over there, and I mean, you need to have you buffet. You need to go over there and eat till your stomach busts, holly. You need to go over there. Amen. Eat till you so full they have to carry you out. No, devil. You ain't finna trick me. I ain't no trick. Tell somebody, say, I ain't no trick.
I ain't no trick.
Amen. You ain't finna treat me. I don't want none of your treats, glory to God. I ain't no trick. You got the wrong one. I done heard from God. I know what he asked me to do. And he's telling me, glory to God, that I need to get in his presence and fast and enjoy him, glory to God. How many know that the more you resist your flesh, the more powerful you're going to be in the spirit? Hallelujah. Amen. Because that's the key to victory. That's the key to walking in the real power of God. That's why y'all too are fast. Amen. Because that was the only way he could walk in the true power of God. Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, amen. My spirit is able to get stronger through fasting, but also, how many of you know that fasting is a cleansing? So my body goes through a cleansing. Hallelujah. And that's good for my blood. And see, doctors don't tell you that. They tell you, well, you know, you can't fast or you need food to live. No, I don't live by bread alone. Amen. I didn't say I didn't need bread to live, but I'm not living only by bread. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell somebody right quickly, say, neighbor, I don't live to eat.
I
eat to live. Come on here, somebody. But I eat to live. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, that the Holy Ghost will tell us what to eat and how to eat when we really become in tune with him. Because let me tell you something, child of God. Can y'all hear me good?
Yes, sir.
They doing all kind of things to the food right now. Amen. They putting all kind of chemicals, hallelujah, in the food right now. It is not safe to eat certain foods right now. They're not telling you this. Amen. A lot of the meats are cloned. Amen. We're not eating real meat no more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They mixing stuff in the meat. So you know what you get. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They call it chicken, but you might not be getting chicken. Glory to God. They call it beef, but you might not be getting beef. And they're not telling us this. Glory to God. We got to pray. Amen. And stay under the hand of God. How many of you know that they got so many pesticides? There's so many toxins on the fruit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. It's not even safe. The fruit ain't even good no more. Come on here, somebody. People think they eat real fruit. But anytime you see seedless on the fruit, that means it's synthetic fruit. I don't know if y'all catch what I'm saying tonight.
Yeah.
If you see fruit and it say seedless, that means it's synthetic. That means that it's not real. It's not natural. And so synthetic means that they have put another substance to make it seem like it's real, but it's really not real. And they done died so much of the food now because everything has died. Amen. You know that the real eggs are the brown eggs, but we don't even know if the brown eggs are real anymore because they done dyed them too. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Everything was once black until they dyed it. Amen. Then when they dyed it, it took away the natural ingredients out of it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So now we got to pray about everything. I mean, you know that you can't put unnatural food in a natural body. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know that your body, how many know that your body know the difference between natural and unnatural? And you wonder why your body is rejecting it. He said, because this ain't natural. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We caught up in the body is saying, but I'm not caught up. Glory to God. This ain't natural for me. This ain't healthy for me. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God tonight is going to show us what natural and how to eat. So that our body can be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, Lord.
God got me teaching tonight. Go to Psalm 63. See that we're here there. Force of our God. We're going to get a couple of scriptures tonight concerning fasting because we definitely want to make sure that we have the right understanding. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen tonight. Psalm 63 verse 1. Everybody get their shot, amen.
Amen.
Man, everybody ready?
Yes, sir.
And the word of the Lord reads, Psalm 63, verse 1, it says, "You, God, are my God." I'll read that again. "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you." Hallelujah. I mean, you know, it's a good thing to thirst for God in this hour. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
The psalmist say, "I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you." Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It says, "In a dry and parched land where there is no water." Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
And so the psalmist here is saying to God, "Lord, I'm chasing after you because I'm so thirsty for you. I need a drink." How many know that the Lord said, "I am the living water"? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
And how many know when you get enough of that living water, then you ready for the what? Natural water. But you need the spiritual water. And the only
That's
way
right.
you're going to get that spiritual water is that you have to have you a spiritual drink through the word of God. Come on here, somebody. The word of God then becomes your water. Come on here, somebody. For your spirit, man. How many know that your spirit, man, that natural water can't quench your spirit, man, thirst? Come on here, somebody. Amen. That's for your natural body. Come on here, somebody. But what good is it that your natural body has been satisfied and your spirit, man, is still thirsty? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy.
And so we wonder why the concept that our spirit is not content because of the fact that our natural man got satisfied, but our spiritual man is still lacking. Come on here, somebody. And so that's why God puts us on a fast so that our spirit man can be able to be satisfied through the word. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he says, "My whole being longs for you." Come on here, somebody. How many know that when your whole being, is that why Yahshua said over in John, he said, Well, wait a minute. Glory to God. Let's go to John right quick. Keep your place there, and let's go to John and see what John got to say about it. Keep your finger there, but we're going to go to John chapter 7. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John chapter 7. God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. They that hunger and thirst, they, oh, here it is. Glory to God. Come with me to verse 37. And this time about the Holy Ghost, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
the best
Lord.
Way to
come
get
on.
To receive the Holy Ghost is awful fast. Come on here, somebody. When you've been fasting and praying, then you ready. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't think that they need to fast for the Holy Ghost, but yeah, amen. Yeah, it makes it more easier for the Holy Ghost to come inside when you fast because you ain't got no hindrance. You ain't got no block. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's how I received the Holy Ghost, awful fast. I had been fasting because I was hungry for the Holy Ghost. I said, "Lord, if your Holy Spirit is real, Lord, I want you to allow him to come into me like he did in your word, Lord. I want to experience you like that, Lord. I know preachers come out, they can lay hands. I don't want no preacher to lay no. I want you to lay your hands on me, Lord." And I got to talking to the Lord. I was at the bus stop and got filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. I was so and he filled me one Wednesday, glory to God, I got filled. I was getting ready for Bible study. And the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's why the Lord wants us to stay hungry. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then the psalmist say in Psalm 63 that he thirsts after the Lord, that his body longs for the Lord. Hallelujah. Then look over here at John.
Yeah.
John chapter 7, verse 37. Is everybody there? Everybody in John right now?
Amen.
And the Gospel of John reads, it says, the word of the Lord says, on the last and greatest day of the feast, on the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus, Yahshua, stood and said in a loud voice, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. See, that's the problem with some of us. If we be honest, we done lost our thirst. Come on here, somebody. Because we've been drinking the wrong thing, hallelujah. And now we ain't thirsty no more after him like we was when we first got saved. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. It's important that you keep your thirst for the Lord, because if you keep your thirst, then he going to make sure that you get the drink that you need. I wish somebody would talk back to me tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, when you thirsty, glory to God, then that means you ain't thirsty for nothing else. You want him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And a lot of us been drinking the wrong thing, and now we ain't thirsty for the Lord like we used to be. Amen. We not driven for the Lord like we used to be, because our thirst is not the same. Oh, I wish somebody would talk back to me tonight. Hallelujah. And see, the reason why we still seeking after God, we still chasing after God, is because we still thirsty. Come on here, somebody. Amen. When you still thirsty, that's when you're going to chase after God like you want him, and you ain't going to stop until you get him. I wish somebody would put a praise on that right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Can y'all still hear me tonight? Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 38 says, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. Come on here, somebody. When you believe on him, as the scriptures have said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I wish somebody would give God a praise. But they can only flow when you're thirsty. Come on here, somebody. Because when you're thirsty, you're drinking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't thinking. You drinking. Come on here, somebody. Because when you thirsty, you ain't got to think about it. You just go drink. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody to give God a praise right there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the key to being thirsty is that you got to believe on him as the scriptures have said. What have the scriptures said about Yahshua? What did the scriptures say? That he died and he rose. The scripture says that he came in the flesh. Come on here, somebody. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. How many of you believe that tonight? That the word became flesh and dwelt among us. That he came to earth. That he died. And then he rose again on the third day for your sins and for my sins. How many of you believe that tonight? If you believe that tonight, come on and give God a praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you believe, you got to believe on him as the scriptures have said. Hallelujah. Then he says,
yes,
that a river of water will flow from within. Hallelujah. How many of you know that water, living water, spiritual water, not natural water, living water. I mean, know that he told the woman at the well, he said, if you only knew who it was that was talking to you, amen, you would be asking me for a drink. Come on here, somebody. This drink was when you open up and let me in. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, but you don't recognize who I am yet. That's why you're still talking crazy, because you don't see who I am yet. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then verse 39 says, by this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were later to receive. Upon to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Yahshua had not yet been glorified. But how many of know he been glorified? Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of know that Yahshua has been glorified, because we have the Spirit of God within us? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If you got the Holy Ghost, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, thank you, Lord. Thank him for the Holy Ghost right now, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, when you and I fast, it gives the Holy Ghost more power. Somebody say more power.
More power.
How many of you happy about having more power? Come on here, somebody.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The psalmist saying Psalm 63:1, he said, my whole being longs for you. Come on here, somebody. In other words, everything that is within me longs for you. Hallelujah. All of me wants you, Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you know when all of us want the Lord? Amen. Then God said, now I'm ready for you, because now you want to give me all of you. Hallelujah. You want to give me all of you for all of me. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody that's a fair exchange. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All of me, Lord,
that's
for all of
exchange.
You. Come on here, somebody. Everything I am, everything I'm not, Lord, I'm yours. Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want you. Come on here, somebody. Tell him tonight, I just want you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just want you.
Yes, Lord.
I'm longing for you, Lord. I'm thirsty for you. That's why, amen, you're on this prayer line, because you thirsty for God, and you longing for God, and you want him, glory to God, like never before. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You want God like never before. Say, Lord, I want you like never before, Lord. I want you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm seeking you. That's why I'm calling on your name, because I want all of you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hey, appreciate you, Will.
Hallelujah.
Appreciate you, Will.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he says, in a dry, parched land. Come on here, somebody. How many know that it's very dry? Hallelujah. It's hard to find water right now. It's dry. Glory to God. And it's dry because people ain't really running after God. They're not thirsty for God no more. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
We just want the good feeling part. Come on here, somebody. But God said, who gonna become thirsty after me? Glory to God. To want me enough to say, Lord, no matter what I got to do, I'm going to do it because I want you, Lord. Somebody say, I want you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I want you, Lord.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And then, amen, he says, in a dry, parched land where there is no water. Now, see, what that represents is where there is no word. Come on here, somebody. It's going to be hard to find the real word of God. Oh, y'all ain't hear me tonight. Glory to God. He says, I'm here and I'm in this place, but I feel like there's no water, Lord. I can't. My spirit man can't drink because I can't find you in the drink. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God, I wish somebody stay with me tonight. He said, but I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. Come on here, somebody. My whole being wants you, Lord. Hallelujah. But I'm in this dry and parched land. Yeah. Hallelujah. How many know, glory to God, that it's hard to find the word? When you get the word of God, you better hold on to it. You better act like, amen, that the word you got is the last supper. Amen. No, I can't let this go. Glory to God, because this is all I got. Hallelujah. Oh, I wonder if anybody that's ready to praise the Lord with me tonight. Amen. I'm not tripping, but I can't let my word go. I got from the Lord because that's my water. Come on here, somebody. Amen. I got to drink it. Come on here, somebody. I got to drink it in order to live. Glory to God. Because the Lord said that we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And how many know when God speaks it, there's living water? How many know that there's food for my body? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When Yahshua was ministering to the woman in Samaria, glory to God, at the well, how many know that that was his food? Come on here, somebody. To do the will of the Father. Come on here, somebody. When we going to get down to that place that our food is done the will of the Father, I wish somebody get happy right now, beloved, because let me tell you something. When your food becomes doing the will of the Father, then you won't stop till you do his will. Somebody give God a praise.
Yeah.
He will be looking at you funny, wondering why you all full and why they all empty. Come on here, somebody. You read why I'm all full? Because I just did the will of the Father. Come on here, somebody. And his will filled me up. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Glory.
How many are getting blessed right now, beloved? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God is showing us something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now let's go to Matthew 6 and 33 right quick. Hallelujah. Matthew 6 and 33. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Are we all there?
Amen.
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
How many of you know that the first, that how we seek his kingdom is that by getting filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? Because the kingdom of God is neither meat nor drink, but love and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. His kingdom is in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So once we get the Holy Ghost, then the Holy Ghost is the kingdom. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But seek first his kingdom. So the first thing we need to be chasing after is the Holy Ghost. So now that we got the Holy Ghost, now we need to allow the Holy Ghost to minister to us and to give us revelation. Amen. So God is saying he wants us now to deny our flesh. Somebody said, deny our flesh.
Deny our flesh.
How many of you know that the flesh loves to eat? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But when God put the flesh on the fast, God know how to shut that flesh down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why your appetite been funny. That's why you ain't been wanting to hardly eat lately. Because God is saying, I've been getting you ready for this fast. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory
and
to
his
God.
Kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing things. Righteousness is his way of doing things. Hallelujah. And he says that all these things will be given to you. How many of you know that it ain't God's will for us to work? Come on here, somebody. Oh, somebody's going to get mad in a minute. I feel it.
It's not God's will for us to be working. It was never in the plan. Because God, when he created Adam, he didn't create him to work. He created him to enjoy the garden. Everything was given to him through obedience. He was never designed to work. I don't know if anybody can hear me right now. The work only came through the curse. Come on here, somebody. The only time Adam had to work was through the curse, and he said, you're going to work by the sweat of your brow because of disobedience. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Oh, it done got quiet on the set. Glory to God. Let me go to the word so that the word can speak for itself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go into Genesis.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. If I don't like this speak, I like to let the word speak. Come on here, somebody. I mean, let the word know how to speak for itself. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 3. What people try to tell you, you know, God wants us to work. No. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. Is everybody there?
Yes.
Amen.
So for people that think I'm just talking, this is what the word says. Are we ready? And what the Lord says? And he
yes,
said to Adam, he said, because you listened to your wife, come on here, somebody, and ate fruit from the tree, which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Now, listen. The only way you can curse your ground is through obedience. Come on here, somebody. I don't know if you heard me tonight. I said the only way you can uncurse your ground is through obedience. See, somebody should have shouted right there.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
But the curse came because he listened to his wife instead of listening to Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
No, you brothers that sit around listening to your wife, amen. And I'm not telling brothers don't listen to your wife. I'm saying, but the final decision belongs in your hands. God is saying, if I told you to go right and she tell you to go left, you're supposed to listen to me and let her follow you. Come on here, somebody. You ain't supposed to leave what God told you and follow her and then blame her for the reason why y'all in the predicament. No. The reason why you're in a predicament is because you didn't obey God when you should have. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost, hallelujah. I'm out here now. But God said, I'm looking for my son who want to obey me more than the gift that I gave him. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Come on, preacher.
And because Adam made that fruit, it got him in trouble. Come on here, somebody. Somebody say in trouble.
They're in trouble.
This is wrong with us now. We got too many weak-hearted men. We got too many weak-hearted brothers. Amen. We choose to obey the creature more than the creator. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying, where are my sons that they're going to obey me? So when we obey him, then that turns her on, and then it causes us to look good to her. Because she said, I got a man that loves God more than he loves me. I wish somebody would give God a praise. Hallelujah. It probably going to be quiet on the set.
Hallelujah.
I wish somebody would give God a praise. Amen. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that women are looking for a man with a backbone, not just a pair of pants, but a man that know how to keep his pants on. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that the pants ain't wearing him, he wearing the pants. God help me. Hallelujah to God tonight. Glory to God. But he said,
cursing is the ground because of you. Not because of her, because he didn't follow instructions. He says, through painful toil will you eat from it. How many know that that spelled job, Holly? That spelled work. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preacher.
So he went from having it good to having a job that God didn't want him to have. He said, I never wanted you to work. But you working day and night because you won't listen to what I'm telling you. Somebody need to stop being like Mike, working day and night, and get back into peace of God, into the rest of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Working is
Hallelujah.
Not of God.
Hallelujah.
What about that part of the apostle in the Bible where it says that if a man don't work, he don't eat? That scripture was given to the slaves to keep them working, because the penalty for a slave that wasn't working is that he couldn't eat if he didn't work. Am I right about it?
Amen.
So they was working just to get a meal. Come on here, somebody. So if they didn't work, they would die of starvation. Come on here, somebody. They would die of hunger. That's why they kept them grinding in that field, because they knew, look, now I'm working for my meal. I'm working to eat tonight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. That's why the Bible said, rightly divide the word of truth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to divide it right so we can get the right understanding. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm almost done, y'all. And he said that it will produce thorns and thistle for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. Verse 19, by the sweat of your brow you will eat your food. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know that that's work.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. I know it's quiet on the street right now, but stay with me. Because God is saying, we working because we're not being obedient. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And only obedience can break the curse of the ground. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I know this might not be what somebody want to hear, but the reason why God ain't in the job is because now they require you to take the vaccine just to keep a job. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You mean I got to give my life to keep a job? Why am I trusting God? Double kurabasan. Oh, it's the truth anyhow. Glory to God. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and the dust you will return. Tell somebody, say, I'm not going to work myself to death. Hallelujah.
I ain't going to work myself to death.
I'm going to get out from under this curse and obey God, and I'm going to have the best that God has for me. Glory to God. And let me tell you, when we start fasting and when we start praying, God's going to destroy yokes off of your life. I just hear the Lord say, hear the truth, my children. Hear the truth so I can bless you, so I can bless your ground. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We've been taught wrong. When you've been taught wrong, then you can't do right because you hear Mr. Right. Come on here, somebody. When you've been hearing Mr. Wrong for the longest time, then you start thinking that wrong is right. Come on here, somebody. But tell somebody that wrong is wrong and right is right. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah. I pray tonight that God give us a greater understanding of what we need to do in this hour. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because how many of you want God's best right now? Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor and ask your neighbor, I'm coming out from under the curse. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
I'm coming out from under the curse. It ain't for me to work.
Let me tell you something. You got to obey God. That's the key. Obedience is the key. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. And how do you know if you work and you sacrifice it? Come on here, somebody. And God said, I don't want you to sacrifice. I want you to work for me. Come on here, somebody. The only work we need to be working is working for the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Say, Lord, I want to work for you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, we gave all our time and all our hard labor to man, and what has it done for us? Nothing. Hallelujah. Lord, I want your benefits. I want to work for you. Tell him again, say, Lord, I want to work for you.
Lord, I want to work for you.
Somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God.
Amen. I know somebody going to say, well, I don't believe that. Well, it's in the Word. Amen. If you don't believe that, then you don't believe the Word. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher.
And tell somebody, say, neighbor, we got us the Word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to go to one more, and then we're going to pick it back up tomorrow night. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Is everybody there?
Yes.
Are we ready?
Amen.
Amen.
And what the Lord says, he says, when you fast, not if you fast, when you fast. That word when means at or doing with time. At or doing with time. So that means it's going to come a time when you're going to have to fast. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their face to show others they are fasting. In other words, the Lord says, when you fast, don't even look like you fast. Don't be no sourpuss. Like the fast is killing you. Oh, Lord, I'm fast. No, you just gave away. Your secret, you just gave away your power. Because the word says we're not supposed to look like the hypocrites do. And do that for what?
Recognition.
To be seen. Uh-huh. You know, I'm fasting. And you ain't supposed to tell nobody you fast. Because that's what the religious Pharisees was doing. Amen. They were giving a somber look. Amen. Like, you know, in this distress, and they would disfigure their faces to show others that they were fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have their reward in full. Now, they done got the attention of the people. God said, now they done got their reward. Because people recognize that you fasted. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is not what we going to do. We're not going to let nobody know we fasted. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. We just going to praise him like we always do. And bless the Lord like we always do. And obey the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So your fast can have strength to it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Verse 17. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Who is unseen, and your Father who sees what's done in secret will reward you openly. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Because the Father see you doing it unto him and not for the people. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the Lord see everything? Come on here, somebody. And what in what you've been praying for in secret, he's going to reward you openly because your fast has released something, because didn't nobody know you was fasting for that thing. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a shout right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give the Lord one more shout, y'all. Hallelujah. I feel another shout.
Hallelujah.
How many of you got any questions or comments about what the Lord is saying to us right now? Amen. How many of you want to get on board this fast that God has called me to? Amen. Glory to God. It's a 3-day fast unless the Lord stay longer. Glory to God. But right now he got it for 3 days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you want to do it with me? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We praise God on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight. Somebody give God another praise. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. He just changed the days of the fast. He said, no. He said, it's a 7-day fast. So he just let me know for 7 days. He want me to do this for 7 days. How many know that 7 is completion? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, the number of completion.
But how many know also that 7 means rest? Come on here, somebody. God gonna give us rest out of this. Because on the 7th day, he rested. Come on here, somebody. And he's still resting in his 7th day. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we bless God on tonight. Glory to God. Who is anybody got any comments on what the Lord has said? Hallelujah. So how many do we got that's going on the fast that the Lord has called with me? How many do we have so far? Or should I say how many is the Lord leading to go on the fast?
Amen. I'm down.
Pastor Corey?
Yes. Hello? Yes, daughter.
Hey, Linda.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, everyone. I've been on the line for a few minutes, but I was saying, for me, this is not a good time for me to fast because I'm on antibiotics. And once I start that cycle, I have to complete it. And I have to eat something in order to take it. So maybe I'll check in on the next one. I'll get in on the next one.
Amen. We will definitely be praying for you, daughter. Amen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
It's not that I don't want to be disobedient, but I can't right now.
Oh, I understand. Amen.
Amen, daughter. We understand. We understand. Is there anybody else that wants to or that can't right now? Or?
I'll do the 3 days. I'll start off with the 3 day and see if he leads me to the 7 day.
Okay.
I just have a suggestion. Justin, maybe next week might be better. By then, more people will probably come back fine.
I got to do it when God tells me to, daughter. I can't wait till next week. I got to do it while the Spirit of the Lord is on me to do it.
Okay, well, I understand the position you're in, but I can't participate right now because
And I understand the position you're in, daughter. I understand your position. Man, but I got to obey God because I'm looking for something. And he just put it in my heart to do it.
He's
telling me to do it.
I understand me to move or something, but, I have to, consider my health right now.
Amen. But see, fasting also is good for your health. It's good for your blood. It's good to cleanse. It's good for the cleansing of the blood.
I understand that, but I have to eat in order to keep taking my medication. I can't take it on an empty stomach.
Yeah, I fully understand, daughter. I understand your position. I understand if you can't fast right now, but for those who can or those whom God is speaking to, amen, I still want you to ride with me if the Lord is putting it on your heart to do that. If not, I will be in prayer for y'all. Amen. But I'm looking for the blessings of the Lord that God has in it, but also to get more closer with him. Because the main reason we should fast, I want to fast, is to get more closer to him.
I understand.
And it destroys.
What exactly what day were you planning on starting to fast? Night, in the morning, Sunday? What exactly what you want to start it? Or were you trying to start
it
tonight?
Well,
I'll pray about it, and if I can, I will. And I'll let you know how it went for me. That's all I could do.
Amen.
I'll do is
Johnny,
I'll take my medication.
Yeah, but because you're on the medication, daughter, I don't want you to do it right now. Amen. If you don't trust it, amen.
No, I don't want to end up in the hospital.
Well, you know, God is going to take care of his. But see, there's a way to fast. There's different kind of fasts. There's a juice fast. There's a dry fast. And then there's a water fast.
That's what I was thinking about. Maybe I could just do a water fast. What type of were you proposing?
I'm gonna get into the different kinds of fast, as the Lord had me to break this down. But tonight I just want to set the foundation for it.
Amen. And for those who can.
Oh, okay.
Amen. Can y'all hold on? Elder, can you take it over for a minute, man of God?
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the fast on tonight. Amen. And like the apostle was saying, you can take your fast. Amen. Whenever the Lord releases you to take your fast up. Hallelujah. The apostle already started here, but I'm trying to see what day I'm going to start. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. So whenever the Lord releases you to start your fast, you know, God. Hold on one second, y'all. I got to switch these headphones on. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. So we thank God for the fast on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for what everything God is doing right now. Hallelujah. God is blessing right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You know, we got me and my wife got a blessing this morning. Praise God. Actually, we got it yesterday. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God. Hallelujah. For the blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everything God is doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything, the Lord said everything is owed to you. He's getting ready to return to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We were owed something, and God returned it, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I believe everything that's owed, God is getting ready to return and look out. Hallelujah. So we thank God for health returning. We thank God. Hallelujah. For opportunities returning. We just thank God. We just bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Do we have any comments on tonight? Praise God. Any words of encouragement for the man of God? Glory to God.
Andre, this is Linda, and I'm trying to wonder what type of fast was he proposing?
What is that, Baba? Amen, amen. I'm not sure which fast he's particularly on. You know, you got the fast where you don't eat at all. You got the fast where you just drink water. Or you got the fast where you just drink juices. And you also have the Daniel fast that a lot of people do where it's basically like a vegetarian fast where they don't eat meat and stuff like that. So it's different kinds of fast. So you just got to pick the one that's best for you, so to speak. Praise God.
Okay.
Like I know some people that fast, they like fast from Facebook. They fast from social media. They fast from the computer. Like, it's different kinds of fasting. It's like, I know the apostles doing like a food fast where he's not eating, he's drinking water. So that's the fast he's on. I have to take medicine also, so I'll probably do like a fast where you drink water and juice. So that way I'll be able to take my medicine with the juice, and that can be like a food substitute. So the medicine, they won't mess with whatever the medicine's doing or whatever. But like the apostle said, you know, teach us, God, in these hours, praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
So whatever, you know, whatever fast is better for you. Like, you could, since you got to eat, you could do like a fast where you eat fruit. I know people that fast, they eat fruits and vegetables while they're on their fast. And I'm like, that ain't fast. They're like, well, I'm not eating meat. So I guess it is a fast because they do them. The whole idea of a fast is to go without something that so that God can be in that place. So when you're not eating food,
right,
the word of God is in the place of the food. So people that fast from social media, when they're not on Facebook, they get into the word of God. So, you know, it's different kinds of fasting. So like I said, I'm gonna try to do the water and juice fast.
in the name of Jesus, you know. So, and like he said, he's going to get into the different, he's going to detail the different types of fasting, most likely tomorrow. So, he'll most likely detail all that tomorrow. And like he said, you can pray and ask the Lord when do you want me to start my fast. So like he started, okay. He already started his. So just say, Lord, when you want me to start mine, right? And the Lord will tell you when. You know, it all works out. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, Sister Linda, asking the questions. Amen. And people scared to ask out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I was gonna ask myself when was it gonna start. Hallelujah. But since he already started here, that means I'd have to wait to start mine anyway. So I'm just gonna pray and ask the Lord what day you want me to start mine. Most likely within the next week. I'm gonna start out with the 3 days. And at the end of the third day, if the Lord say go to the 7, I'm going to go ahead and go to the 6. You know, so praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to get in on the fast. Amen. Get in on your seed sowing. Praise God. I sowed another seed today. Amen. Praise God. Every time some money passes through my hands, I'm sowing a seed. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we advise everybody to do the same. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, we bless the name of the Lord on today. Amen. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. On fasting today. Amen. Getting closer to God. Hallelujah. And further away from the devil. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. Amen. Like you said, if you haven't sown your seed, get your seed in the ground. Praise God. I ain't going to give a lecture tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But get your seed in the ground. Amen. So God can produce a harvest for you. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God. Amen. For the man of God bringing forth the word. Once again on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Praise God for everybody that called in and everybody that tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We truly had a blessed time in the name of the Lord. And, of course, we will be back on tomorrow night with another word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I normally don't share the ratings online. Praise God. I just want everybody to know. Hallelujah. Amen. We had quite a few listeners on our debut show on Wednesday night, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. It's our second highest listening show. I'm not talking about callers. I'm talking about people listening in on the airwaves, praise God. But we thank God for the growth, hallelujah. We thank God that the word is reaching people out there. Praise God, hallelujah. And we pray, and we thank God for every last one of you out there on the airwaves. Praise God, and listen in. Hallelujah to the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We truly hope you have been blessed. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. And once again, we thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God so he can give his final announcements and the benediction on tonight. It's back in your hands, man of God. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen, amen. I think the man of God is kind of busy with the kids right now. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But do we have any testimonies? We have any testimonies or prayer requests?
Request.
Amen. Go ahead, Sister Lynn.
Also, for Giovanni and for me and for my auntie, the ones that she been in and out of the hospital. I mentioned her before. As I speak, she's in the hospital. I haven't been able to get a word from anyone because they're in the state of Louisiana, and some areas have electricity and phone services, and some areas don't. So I'm just praying and trusting the Lord that I could get a word from a relative from back there. The last word I heard was about 4 days ago, and they said that she probably won't survive. She won't, but I'm trusting in the Lord that he'll keep her a little longer.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, touching and agreeing with our sister in Christ on tonight. Hallelujah. Touching and agreeing, amen, that you will send your spirit to comfort her and her family, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. As her auntie, Lord, hallelujah, lays ill in the hospital, Lord. Only you, hallelujah, holds her destiny in your hands, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that tonight that your will be done. And regardless of your will on tonight, hallelujah, that you send your spirit to comfort the family members on tonight, hallelujah, in their time of indecision, in their time of indecisiveness, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, in a possible time of grief, hallelujah, as the storm has come and already caused chaos in their life, hallelujah, Lord, comfort them. Help them to see that this is a situation that they can get through. Hallelujah. And they will get through because of you, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch Sister Linda in the mighty way. Hallelujah. Touch her and touch Giovanni as well. Touch the entire household. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Continue to prosper them and bless them. Hallelujah. Continue to grow them in you. Grow them in your word, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. Lord, we love you for it on tonight. Hallelujah. And we pray all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen. Bless God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. On tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the word, hallelujah. We thank God that God is with each and every last one of us. We thank God that we can see him actually moving in our lives, praise God, hallelujah, in our children's lives, praise God, hallelujah. We see the change in them. That's how we know, we talk about generational curses, but we thank God for generational blessings on tonight, hallelujah. The blessing that falls on you, that falls on me, falls on our children. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've had a blessed time. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and give it back over into the hands of the man of God so he can pray us out on tonight. It's back in your hands, Apostle. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. You there, Apostle? Praise God. Amen, amen. Praise God on tonight, hallelujah. Amen, we continue to thank God, hallelujah, amen. For everybody online on tonight, we thank God for the movement in the ministry. Praise God, hallelujah.
I'm thanking the Lord for blessing everyone, every family and friend, everyone that's on the prayer line. I'm thanking the Lord for blessing them and keeping them, their household, their loved ones, their family and friends, as well as he blessed mine, my family, friends, household, and loved ones. Just thanking the Lord for who he is. I'm thanking him for the many, many blessings he store upon me each and every day. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else on tonight? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, God is truly good on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We just waiting to see. Apostle, you there? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We gonna let me see what we gonna do here. Praise God, amen. We waiting on the apostle so he can give his benediction. Bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Let's give him about 4 minutes. Praise God. How many of you know he's our own time?
I'm
how many you know he's an on-time God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God on tonight. We thank God, amen, that he's an on-time God. You there, Apostle? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You there, Apostle? Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get him. Praise God. Amen. Go ahead, Apostle.
Father, we thank you right now, the mighty name of Yeshua on the field. Father, we thank you for what our ears have heard, for what our eyes have seen, for what our heart now understands. Father, we give you praise and glory for all things, God. Thank you for this fast that you have called us to. Thank you, Lord, for showing and pointing out to us, Lord, that it was never your will for us to work, but to work for you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the revelation knowledge that's coming up. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let us thirst and hunger after you, Lord. You said they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So we give you praise for filling us right now, Father. Thank you, Lord, for every open heart, for every open ear tonight, God. That is hearing your voice tonight. We give you praise and glory for all things. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. What I say unto one? I say unto all.
I say unto all.
Watch. And pray. And live holy. Every day. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
It ain't nothing you can do about it. Come on and give God a shout. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I love y'all.
Thank you.
Keep the blessing and prosperity over you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Living here on me. That's the life. Dying, he saved me. That's the death. Buried, he carried my sins far away. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Yeah. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he came my sin far away. But then rising, he justified me.
Glory, 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 glory That's gonna be a glorious day. Gonna be a glorious day. Yeah, glorious day. What time, yeah. Come on, yeah. Yeah. Oh Lord Jesus. Yeah. Oh. Turn to somebody and say, I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right. Oh, oh. Yes.
Thank you. giving more than you'll ever know.
Then I'm walking away.
Open up.
Here's my shoulder. You can lean.